Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem Beirach Nuchem Mibeis Hashem Gershus Moron V'Rabbanon V'Rabbisai. This gathering to celebrate the Chanukah Sabayis of our new Beis HaMedrash is paralleled by Moshe Rabbeinu's words in this week's Sedra: Atem Nitzovim Hayoim Kulechem Lifnei Hashem Elokechem. Just as Moshe Rabbeinu made it clear to us over 3,000 years ago that we stand before Hashem in total commitment to fulfilling Hashem's mitzvah, we too stand here today having prepared a new Beis Hashem, and we declare Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem Beirachnuchem Mibeis Hashem. Similarly, just as that gathering was in the presence of Rosheichem, Shivteichem, Zikneichem, here too we are particularly grateful to Rav Pinchas Robert Schlitter and to Rav Chaim Halpern Schlitter and to Rav Ginsbury Schlitter for giving of their precious time to give additional chashivas to this special occasion. With regret, our dear Rav Rabbi Cooper Schlitter is not well enough to be with us here today, and we wish him a refuah shleima, and you should be zocha to oid yinuvum b'seiva, and may he have strength to be with us again on many happy occasions. Amen. The pasuk then continues, Koil Ish Yisroel. A warm welcome to the entire Kehila, Mrs. Lubashevsky, family and friends, many of whom have come over from Eretz Yisroel, especially for this occasion. The pasuk then continues, Ki eis ashe yeshnoi poi imonu emeit hayoim, ve eis ashe enenu poi imonu hayoim. Our beloved Baal Tokea, Baal Koire, member and close family friend, Mr. Chaim Lubashevsky, Zichrone Levrocha, after whom the new Beis HaMedrash has been named Beis HaMedrash Torah Chaim. Previously, Family J very generously donated the money to build the original Beis HaMedrash. And over 40 years has passed, and the Beis HaMedrash is in serious need of refurbishment, and therefore we have their family, Lubashevsky, have come forward, as well as many others, to make this new refurbishment and give the Beis HaMedrash a revitalization to be able to make it what it is today. In English there is an expression, what you eat is what you are. I don't intend to comment about the correctness of this statement. However, in Mr. Chaim Lubashevsky's case, it's certainly correct to say what he sold is what he was. Mr. Lubashevsky, the Zichrone Levrocha, sold Tashmishei Kedusha. He was very much himself a Tashmish Kedusha, whether in shul, in shir, in the shop, or at service to the Torah, to mitzvot, avodas hakodesh, and to help other yidden who were less privileged than he was, bein beruchnius, bein begashnius. Therefore, on behalf of the whole Kehila, I would like to highly compliment Mrs. Lubashevsky and the whole family upon their choice of a new Beis HaMedrash as a Zikaron and a Mokum of Kedusha, a place which is Meshamesh the Torah and those who come to learn it, and at the same time to thank them for their extreme generosity, which contributed greatly to the new Beis HaMedrash construction. There were others who also gave generous donations to the building fund, without which the project could not have been completed. These donations came both from members of the Kehila and from outside. A big Yishar Koyach to them. By this time, we had a Beis HaMedrash, but it needed furnishing. Various members of the shul donated furnishings. The Oron HaKodesh, the library, the Svarim Shrunk, the Zima, Ner Tomid, the Omud, Paroiches, the Rods, the Shtender and Chair, replacement of the huge frontier window, seating, and the people who bought leaves on the Luach, the Koran, which all contributed greatly to cover the expenses of building the Beis HaMedrash. One of the ladies, of her own accord, came forward and helped with the design of the aesthetics in a most devoted fashion. We know who you are, you know who you are, and most important of all, the Ribbono Shel Olam knows who are the ones who contributed so generously towards this new Beis HaMedrash. Yehi Ratzon Shetisporchu Min HaShomayim V'chol Mile D'Meitav. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu shower you with His brachas in every way, Bein Beruchnias, Bein Begashmias, accordingly. Chazal tell us, Godel Ha'oise, Yoise, Godel Hama'ase, Yoise Mina Oise. And we have a huge gratitude to the one who single-handedly collected the funds and oversaw the project, and who was specifically requested to remain nameless. And we wish to respect that wish of his. A big Yishar Koyach to all those who helped him and lightened the task for him. Last, and most importantly, an endless debt of gratitude to Ribbono Shel Olam, who gave us all the wherewithal to be able to be boina this Beis Hashem Elokeinu, the Yihirotzoin, Shemnizke, Sheyishre, Shchinosoi, B'maasei Odeinu. The Beis HaMedrash has already been put to good use, facilitating the Monday night shiur, has enhanced greatly the Wednesday night learning project program, the Shalosh Sudas that we had in the shul recently, the children's kiddush, and a daily morning Balabatim's koilo, as well as the shiur given after Hashkoma. Before we go on to the Messiah, Masechet Makkos, which was the Masechta that we've just finished, or nearly finished, up in the Beis HaMedrash, I would like to share a short of our Torah with you, which both highlights the importance of this new Beis HaMedrash and gives chizuk for its continued use. The second Hallelujah that we say every day in Pesukei Dezimra concerns itself with the Geula Ho'atzido in the days of Mashiach. The Pasuk says, Ki chizak b'richei shoroich beirach bonaich b'kirbeich, which might be translated as, for He has strengthened the bars of your gates and blessed your children in your midst. The Eitz Yosef, one of the Mefarshim on Siddur, asks the following question. It says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, a Pasuk we read in yesterday's Haftorah, Ufithu sho'orayis tomid yoimom v'loilo lo yisogeru, that the gates shall be constantly open day and night, and they will not be closed. This too refers to the times of Moshiach. If so, why do we need to have the bars strengthened on the gates of Yerushalayim, which are going to be left open anyway? Furthermore, what is the connection between the beginning of the Pasuk, Ki chizak b'richei shoroich, and the continuation, Beirach bonaich b'kirbeich? The Eitz Yosef answers that here, shoroich doesn't refer to the physical gates at all, because those will indeed not be necessary. Instead, it refers to the Sha'ore HaTorah, those gates of Torah, namely our Talmidei Chachomim and those who learn and teach Torah. As it says in the Pasuk, El Ziknei Ho'ir HaSha'ora. To the elders of the city, HaSha'ora, the gates are where the Sanhedrin of every city used to sit. These are the true gates and protective bars. The Pasukim Pesukah Dezimra then reads, Ki Chizak Berichei Sharoyich, when He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has strengthened your strongholds of Torah learning, only then Beirach Bonayich Bekirbeich, then your children will be blessed in your midst. Our youngsters will be safe spiritually and will continue to feel welcome and comfortable in our midst when there is a place for them in the mornings, afternoons and evenings to sit and learn in a conducive and purpose-built Beit HaMedrash. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu send us only bracha and atzlocha, that we may be zoicha to go El Choyel U'Michayel El Choyel Kein Yehi Ratzon. We've nearly completed the Masechta Makkos, and we will, mit Hashem, together finish off the Masechta Makkos now and start the new Masechta, Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Printed on the inside of the sheet, the green sheet, or whatever color you have, Pa Macha, the end of the Gemara of Makkos, which is particularly, this Gemara is something which is particularly relevant to this time of year. Pa'amacha, hoyu oylim leYerushalayim. Once they went up to Yerushalayim in its state of Korban. Kivon shigiu lahar hatzofim. When they came to Har Hatzofim, koru bigdehem. They tore their garments at the site of the Korban. Kivon shigiu lahar habayis. When they reached Har Habayis, Ro Shuav, they saw a fox, Sheyotzom mi beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, coming out of the place where the Kodesh HaKadoshim was. Yischilu hein boichim, the Tanoim at the time began to weep. The Rabbi Akiva who was with them at Tzachik, he began to laugh. Omru loy, his Chaverim, the other Tanoim, said to Rabbi Akiva, why are you laughing? Omar lohem, Rabbi Akiva said to them, Mipnei ma'achem boichim, tell me, why are you crying? Omru loy, they said to him, Mokum shekosru boy, a place that the Pasuk says about it, V'hazor hakorei yumos, that any stranger, any non-kohen hagodol, who comes near to the Kodesh HaKadoshim will die, the Achshav. And now look, Shualim Hilkuva Voi, you have foxes are walking in it, Veloi Nivke, and we shouldn't cry. Omar Lohein, Rabbi Akiva said to them, Lokach Ani Mitzachik, that is exactly the reason why I am laughing while I am rejoicing, just this. Because it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Voido li edim ne'monim, et uria hakoin ve Zecharia ben Yevechariyahu. So it says over here that there'll be two edim will be Zecharia, and there'll be Uriah hakoin and Zecharia. V'chi ma inyan uria eitzel Zecharia. How can those two names be put in the same Pasuk? Uriah v'miktash rishon. Uriah was in the first Beis HaMikdash, the Zechariah, and Zechariah was the Mikdash Sheni. Elo, the two witnesses we know, they have to be together at the same time. They lived in different periods, two completely different Bosei Mikdashim. Elo, says the Gemara, Tola HaKosu, Nevuaso Shel Zechariah, Rabbi Akiva explains that the pasuk makes the nevuah of Zechariah makes it depend upon the nevuah of Uriah. But Uriah, with respect to Uriah, it says in the pasuk Lochem Biglalchem Sioin Sodeh Techoresh, because of you are Averus Klal Yisrael, Sioin will be plowed, raised to the ground like a field. The Zechariah, when it comes to the Nechama of Zechariah, Siv, it says, Oid Yesh was the Canaan, was the Canois. Still in time to come, elders will sit for Rechovos Yerushalayim in the streets of Yerushalayim, Ad Bedra Biakiva, Ad Shalayim Iskaima, Nevuasa Shal Uriah, before the Nevuah of Uriah, where the Beis Hamikdash, the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. It hadn't happened yet. Hoyisi misyore. I was worried. Shalotis time nevuase shal Zechariah, that the nevuah of Zechariah also wouldn't come true. And that the binyan based on Migdosh, the Bayis Shlishi, wouldn't happen. Achshav shenis time on nevuasoi. Now that I see that the nevuah of Uriah has come true, the odua shenevuase shal Zechariah, I can see for sure the nevuah of Zechariah miskayemes will be fulfilled, and we will be zoche to the binyan of the bayis shlishi. The loshen there omru, when they heard this, the other tanoim said the following words: Akiva nichamtonu, Akiva nichamtonu, Akiva, you have comforted us. Akiva, you have comforted us. Let's have a look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Valo Uriah b'miktas rishon hoya." To the left, it says, "Kakosu b'sefer Melachim," as the Sefer Melachim says, "Zechariah min neviim achroim hoya." Zechariah was from the last of the neviim. Shehoya b'miktas sheni. Tala hakosu nevuasa shel Zechariah b'nevuasa shel Uriah. Kloima, what does this mean? Shepuronos, those punishments. Shenibe Uriah, that Uriah prophesied, She'omah, he said, Yerushalayim le'iyim tiyya, that Yerushalayim will become islands, the Harabayis le'bomis yar, and Harabayis will become desolate like the forest. Nitzayim, that has been fulfilled. K'moikein, in the same way, Osid litzayim divrei nichumim, those words of comfort of Zechariah will also show Zechariah Shivone Beis Hamikdash Bimheiro B'Yomeinu Omein Stela. Particularly to Elul, we all focus on Rosh Hashanah, and that's why the Masechta that we're going to start in Mitzvah Hashem will start today is very much in Yonah D'Yoma. But the end of this Masechta is very much in Yonah D'Yoma too. After Tisha B'Av, they are Shiva Dinachemsa, 7 weeks of comfort. The Novi, in each one of the Haftorah, gives us that comfort. Elul coincides with 4 weeks of the Shiva Dinachemsa. It's not a coincidence, it's on purpose. As we come closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the weeks of comfort of Nechemsa are more and more effective upon us, and we feel that comfort, that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until we're ready, when it comes to the end of the last week of the Shiva Dinachemsa, to proclaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech Malchei Amlochim, as we will in Mitzvah Hashem, in just under 2 weeks' time. Hadron Aloch, Mesechus Makkos, V'Hadroch Alon, Daiton Aloch, Mesechus Makkos, V'Daitoch Alon, Loi Nisnashem Inoch, Mesechus Makkos, V'Loi Nisnashem Inon, No ibal modhodein, v'lo ibal modosi. Hadron aloch mesechus machis v'hadro cholon. Daiton aloch mesechus machis v'daito cholon. Lo yisnashim inoch mesechus machis v'lo yisnashim inon. Lo ibal modhodein, v'lo ibal modosi. Hadron aloch mesechus machis v'hadro cholon. Daiton aloch mesechus machis v'daito cholon. Lo yisnashim inoch mesechus machis v'lo yisnashim inon. Lo ibal modhodein, v'lo ibal modosi. Yehi rotzei milfonecho, Adoino Eloheinu velehei avisteinu, shetehei seirotcho umnoseinu boilom hazeh, usehei monu loilom habo. Hanino bar Popo, Romi bar Popo, Nachmon bar Popo, Achoi bar Popo, Abba Mori bar Popo, Rafron bar Popo, Rochish bar Popo, Surchov bar Popo, Adol bar Popo, Doru bar Popo. Harid no Adonai Eloheinu et Sivrei Toivoscha, Vefinu Vefias Amcho Beis Yisrael, V'niyeh Kulonu Anachnu Tetsuenu V'Tetsuei Tetsuenu V'Tetsuei Amcho Beis Yisrael, Kulonu Yoyde Eishumecho V'Loi Medeisa Yosecho Lishmo, Me'oi Vait Chakmeni U'Mitzvitecho, Tiloilom Hili, Hili Bi Somim B'Chukecho, Neman Lo Yevoish, Loilom Lo Yeshkach Pikudecho, Kivom Chiyosoni, Boruch ato Adonai, Lamdeini chukecho, Omein, 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 Selo Voed. Moedim anachnu lefonecho, Adonai Eloheinu velehei avisteinu, Shesamtu chalkeinu miyoshe beis amedrash, Veloi samtu chalkeinu miyoshe beis kronis. Sheonu mashkimin vehei mashkimin. Onu mashkimin lezivvei toiro, vehei mashkimin lezvorin betelim. Onu ameilim vehei ameilim. Onu ameilim umekablim tzocho, vehei ameilim veinu mekablim tzocho. Onu rotzim veheim rotzim. Onu rotzim lechai oilam habo. Veheim rotzim leve'er shachas. Shnema, v'yato Elohim t'yidein leve'er shachas. Am she'idomim u'mirmo lo yechetsu yimeem v'ani etkach bo. Yehi rotzim milfonecho adunoy Elohai k'sheim sh'azartani l'sayim m'seches makas kein ta'azreini u'ta'azreinu l'hastil m'sechtis v'sforim acherim u'l'saymon l'ilmoid u'l'lameid לשמוי ולעשויס ולקיים את כל דברי סלמו תרוסךו בעבור וזכות כל התנועים והמרועים ותלמידי חכומים יעמוד לי ולזרי שלא יסומו שעתוירו מפי ומפי זרי וזר וזרי עד אילום ותזכאים בי ותהלך לכו תמצא אויסכו ושוח בכו תשמוי הולכו והקיצויסו היא ספיחךו כי זי ירבו יומךו יוסיפו לכו שנוי שחיים אורך יומים בימינו, בשמאלך אישר וכבוד, אדוני אוהב, לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו ואשורי.
ולעשווה פלחנה תשמי על עשרי, ימליך קודשה בריחו ומלכוסי ניקורי, וחייכן וימיכן וחיי דכל בייס ישראל, בעגלו וזמן קורי וימרו אמן. יספרח וישתבח ויספרח וישרמם ויסנזה, ויסעדור ויסעלה ויסענו שבית קודשו בריחו ואילה מן כל ברכוסו ושרוסו תושבכוסו ונחמוסו דמירון ואלמה ואמרו אמי על ישראל ועל רבנון ועל תלמידי הון ועל כל תלמידי תלמידי הון ועל כל מונד עוסקים בירייסו דיו עשרו הדי ודיו חרצר ועשר יהי להן ולכן שלמה רבה חימה וחיסטה ורחמין וחיין הריחין ומזיינר רביחי ופורקנון קדום אבוהון וישמיה וימרו אמי יהי שלמה רבה מן שמי וחיים טוב ולאים וכל ישראל וימרו אמי ועשה שלום במרימה ויהו ברח ויעשה שלום אלינו וכל ישראל וימרו
אמי Let's just start the new Masechta, Masechta's Rosh Hashanah, which is also printed here. Argo Rosh Hashanim Heim, there are four starts to the year, four different beginnings to the year. The Echad B'Nissan, the first is on the first of Nissan, Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim, that is the Rosh Hashanah as far as the king's years, as far as counting the king's years, as far as documentation is concerned. The king started his year, started, he became the king in Shavat or in Adar. When it came to Nisan, he was already was recorded as Nisan, the second year of his reign. And when it comes to as far as counting the Omim Tovim, that if a person made a neder, that they were going to bring a korban, they would have three regalim, three Omim Tovim, in which to bring it. If they didn't, they would be over Baal Ta'acher. So those Yomim Tovim, according to Rav Shimon holds they have to be in sequence. And the sequence then is Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. The Echot Be'elul, says the Mishnah, on the first of Elul, Rosh Hashanah le'maisa behema, one maisa behema, a tenth. One, the tenth of every newborn animal has to, is maisa behema, that is given to the Kohen, and that is, each year, the maisa has to be taken from the animals that were born that year. First of Elul is the cut-off point to decide in which year the maisa behema should be given. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Oimim, Be'echod B'Tishri. No, it's the first of Tishri. Be'echod B'Tishri. But everyone agrees that on the first of Tishri, Rosh Hashanah L'Shonim, the non-Jewish kings, their years are counted by us according to the month of Tishri. So whenever they came, when they rose to the throne, their years will be counted in document, official documentation, as far as, and therefore it would be, Rosh Hashanah is the cutoff, is the beginning of their year of reign. U'l'shmitim u'l'yoyvelus, l'netio u'l'yorokos, when it comes to Shemitah, Shemitah starts, as we know, on the first of Tishri, u'l'yoyvelus, and as far as working out the yoyvelus, which is one in every 50 years, l'netio, as far as planting, u'l'yorokos, be'echod b'shvat, that would be the first of the yoyvelus. Be'echod b'shvat, Rosh Hashanah Ilam, Kedivrei Be'shamai, Be'shilel Oimim, B'chamisha Osavoy. Here, we have over here, that when it comes to, on the first of Shvat, that is the Rosh Hashanah for Ilanus, when it comes to the first of Tishri, that is, as far as Shmitim, Yoivlus, L'Nesio, L'Yorokos, but on the first of Shvat, that is the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, Kedivrei Be'shamai, according to Be'shamai, Beis Hillel Oimrim, B'chamisha Oso Boi, Beis Hillel say that you work out the years as far as the trees are concerned when they're planted, as far as the years of Orla, to work that out, that depends upon, according to Be'shamai, the first of Shvat, and according to Beis Hillel, the 15th of Shvat. Before we go on to introduce guest speaker of today, I would just like to give further thanks to two more people, three, Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Kraus, and Mr. Michael Israel, for stepping in and giving this Machas Shir when I've been absent, and to Mr. Ruvain Lavi, who is the carpenter, who did the most beautiful work in the Beis HaMedrash, in the bookshelves, the seat, and the Omud, and the Aron HaKodesh, and everything that goes with it. Most beautiful work, very much, Zeh Keli Vanzeyu. With no further ado, I'd like to call upon Chaim Halpern Shlita to give his words of this Oirus, that would be both for this occasion and Likras Ayom in the Roim, Haboim Oleinu Vetova.
The more of the after Shlita, the Didi, Hagor, David, the Shus, Rav Hagor, the Pinchas Robert Shlita, the Shpachas Lubashevsky, this is Lubashevsky, the Chol Akol Akoydesh Hazeh, Hashem Aleim Yichdi. We started off today's proceeding, as you heard the Choshev HaChazan, Mizmoy, Shir, Chanukas, Habayis, LeDovid. It's appropriate, Mizmoy, David HaMelech, was misfalo, although he didn't actually build the Beit HaMikdash, but he laid down the ritzpa, the flooring of the Beit HaMikdash, the Chazal say, and left the capital to him, Mizmoy Shir Chanukah Tabayis Adovim. And the Mizmoy concludes, Leman Yadmech Chobayis V'lo Yidoy, Hashem Elitai L'Oilom Oidecha. When David HaMelech built the Beit HaMikdash, the Beit HaMikdash itself, the Mokoy HaMikdash, is of course in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. It was chosen, HaMokoy HaMashiyivcha Hashem, as it's called in the Torah HaKodesh. But David HaMelech saw that the Beit HaMikdash will be destroyed. There will be a Beit HaMikdash Rishoy, is Beit HaMikdash Sheini, and the Beit HaMikdash HaShlishi Ha'osid Libonet. Moshe Rabbeinu foresaw it. So with HaMelech, the Nevi'im, they all knew what will happen. And David HaMelech was inspired that in the interim period, during the Zman HaChobim, is the man Yezmech HaChobot V'lo Yidoim, the voice of Klal Yisrael when they down to Hashem should not be silent. Hashem Elikai La'olam Oidecha. That we should always, in every place, wherever we are in Gullis, we should always be able to thank and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Gullis. There's a Medrash in Eicha. In Eicha says, Tishtapechna Avnei Kodesh V'roish Kol Chitzei. The stones of the Beit HaMikdash were thrown all over the world. And every place where a stone of the Beit HaMikdash landed, a Medrash will be built. The stones were thrown by Abba Kampi Soret. And one stone fell in North Hendon. One of the stones of the Beit HaMikdash. And that's the connection that we have Mizmoy Shir Chanukah Tabayis Adovim with the man Yizmech HaChobot V'lo Yidoim Hashem Elikai L'Olam Oidecha. Now I'd like to explain this medrash with a vort, a beautiful vort, which I once heard from the previous Belze Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Zecher Dov. He asked a contradiction of two Rashis. When Yaakov Avinu, Vayishkav Bamokhe Mahu, he slept at the place of Har Meriah, he said, Ma Noiro Amokhe Mazeh, Ein Zeh Kiyim Beit Elikim, Bezeh Sha'ar Hashamayim. So Rashi says that the Beit HaMikdash Shel Malo is Mechuvan Keneged Beit HaMikdash Shel Mato. We know that all our tefillahs go through the Beit HaMikdash and then it goes up to a Beit HaMikdash Shel Malo. We know it from the Divrei Nevi'im and from Chazal. There's a Beit HaMikdash Shel Malo. Where is the Beit HaMikdash Shel Malo? It's Mechuvan exactly, Keneged Beit HaMikdash Shel Mato. That's Rashi in Parshas Vayetze. If you look in the Shira Kayom on the Pesuk to be Emoi v'sitza Emoi b'hanach l'otcho, Rashi says that the Beit HaMikdash Shel Mato is mechuvan Keneged the Kisei Shel Malo. The reverse. Again in Parshas Vayetze, he says that the Beit HaMikdash Shel Malo, above Beit HaMikdash, is exactly opposite the Beit HaMikdash Shel Mato. And in Parshas B'Shalach, he says the Beit HaMikdash Shel Mato is Mechuvin Keneged the Kisei Shel Malo. Why did Rashi change the Kavon, the Kivun? In Parshas Vayetze, he starts off with the Beit HaMikdash Shel Malo, Mechuvin Keneged Mato. And in Parshas B'Shalach, he says, Mato Keneged Malo. So he said the following. Of course, The Beit HaMikdash Shel Malo was built before the Beit HaMikdash Shel Mata. The Beit HaMikdash Shel Malo was there from Briyas Olam. And later, David HaMelech, when he searched together with Shmuel HaNovi to find the Mokoyim, and when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beit HaMikdash Shel Mata, they aimed the Mokoyim Keneged Beit HaMikdash Shel Malo, Keneged Kitzei Shel Malo. And these are the words, Tiviyemoi Vesitoemoi Bahanachloscha, Klal Yisrael, and Shira Sayomoi Vespalo, that they should be Zeuchet to build the Beit HaMikdash Bahanachloscha, where? Keneged the Kisei Shel Malo. But he said, when Yaakov Avinu went to Choron, which is Golos, we know everything that happened to the Oveis HaKdoshim, Masa Ovois Simen Lebonim. Every event, every episode that we have in the Torah, which happens to the Ovois, has something symbolic to us. Yaakov Avinu left his home, and he went up, and he passed the Mokem HaMikdash, and he went further north to Choron. And Rashi says, the Gemara Masechet Chulin, he arrived to Choron, and he realized, how come I missed the Mokem HaMikdash? Yohev Dartei Lemeda, he wanted to go back. The Kofzo Loi Ha'oret, the nest happened, and the Mokem HaMikdash went toward him. So he wasn't actually physically standing in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. He wasn't standing on the Mokem HaMikdash as we know it now. The Mokem HaMikdash went toward him. But what does this mean? It shows us that wherever a Yid is, every place he is, in Arba Kampoi Soret, if he stops there and he thinks, Yohev Dat, he puts his mind to Ribbono Shel Olam, to be close to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam brings the Kedusha to him. And therefore, by Yaakov Avinu, it says, the Beit HaMikdash Shel Malo is Mechuven Keneged Beit HaMikdash Shel Mato, which means Yaakov Avinu created his own Beit HaMikdash Shel Mato where he was, in Choron, in Golos, on the way back. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam brought the Beit HaMikdash to him, which shows us that wherever a Yid is in Arba Kampoi Soret, and we were thrown all over the world, there were Yidden in Siberia, Yidden in Auschwitz, Yidden in Australia, during all the years, Yidden were thrown all over, and they davened, and they felt connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Is Ribbono Shel Olam Shomeach Tfilas Amo Yisrael Berachamim? He brings the Beit HaMikdash Shel Malo to the place where this Yid davened. And this has halachic implications as well. The Tirzah of Paskin, that when a person davens Shemoneh Esrei, as we know the halacha, you're not allowed to sit within the Dalad Amos of somebody who davens Shemoneh Esrei. So the Tirzah says, because the Mokom where a person davens has got Kemoi Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. And we know that there was an Issa to sit in the Azor. So wherever a person is, and he davens, his Kaveh HaMokom Nitzfilah, the Beis HaMikdash Shel Malo comes to him. And that's why Rashi in Parshas Vayetze, when he speaks about Yaakov Avinu being Shaloi bin Koimei, not in his place, being outside Yerushalayim, in Golus, the Beis HaMikdash Shel Malo was Mechuvn Keneged the Beis HaMikdash Shel Malo. So as we said before, in the times of Golus, when we're waiting and we're hoping Shibbone Beis HaMikdash B'meir V'yemeinu the Beis HaShlishi, until then, when Klal Yisrael have a Mokoyim Kodosh where they daven, the Beis HaMikdash Shel Malo is Mechuvn Keneged this Mokoyim. And when we daven Shemoneh Esrei, or any Tefillah we daven in this Mokoyim, we have a direct connection. This is the Shah HaShamayim over here. Rabbeisai, the Kedusha of a Beis HaMikdash, even Bilam HaRosha, in Parshas Balak, when he praised Am Yisrael, realized what's special with Kedushas Beit HaMikdash. And he said the words, Matoivu, Oyolecho, Yankoiv, Mishkunetecho, Yisrael, Kenecholim, Mitoi, Iganoi, Saleinoho, Haholim, Not Hashem, Karozim, Alemoi. When we speak about Avnei Kodesh, Amokai Kodesh, Eshar HaShemayim, I want to share with you just a machshava on these two psukim, something which is very relevant to every Beit HaMikdash, and Ben Yuchid, as we're standing now in the Chanukah Tabayis, to mention the Inyan, this Inyan of the Beit HaMikdash. Vilom used various expressions, Oifalecho Yankai, Mishkinoitzecho Yisrael, then he compares it to a Nachal, to a brook, to a stream. What was Vilom? What does Bilam's meaning? What does he mean in these words? We know our shloisha devorim ha'olam oimed al ha'teira v'alo avoida v'al gemilas chasidim. We need three pillars. One is not good enough. There are three pillars, and these three pillars all have to be there together. By Yankov Avinu, we have the three pillars together in the process. Vayikas Yankov Mishnosoi, Mishnosoi Chazal Dashen, Mishnosoi, the Temedish. He had learned, he was learning, he didn't just go to sleep. Some, he learned, and he fell asleep during his learning. Vayikas Yankov Mishnosoi Shoyishoine, Espirtoi, Vahakach Yoshen, and he woke up, Mishnosoi. And of course, Yankov Avinu davened the Shara Shemai, the Tefillah, and then he said the word Aseh Aasren Allah, which is Gemilas Chasodim. Yankov Avinu in the Mokoyim Hamikdash, which he had established, the Vayikach Ma'avne Hamokoyim had the three Amudim: Teira Mishnosoi, Tefillah Manoyra Hamokoyim Azeh. And then after Asher Elohim Gemilas Chasodim, and Bilam Arosha on these psukim mentioned these three amudim. Matoivi oyolecho Yankov, Yankov ish pam yoshev oyholim. That's the koyach hatoyre in the Beis Hamikdash. Mishkanetecho Yisrael, Mishkan, Mishkan Hashem refers to the Inyan of Tefillah. Kincholim itoy. The Gemara says, "Horoya noho b'choloim yitzve l'sholoim." Sholoim, the pasuk, the end of Yeshaya, the noho. Mayim symbolizes chesed, and noho symbolizes sholoim. And Bilam Arosha was telling us, of course, the Rebbeinu Shlomo Ayosem Hashem Dovo b'fi Bilam, but in these psukim, which are for pi, that the klolos of Bilam, which he wanted to turn. Unfortunately, the brochas only stayed as long as Amit Hashem's time in Moses and Sanhedrin, that now they turn back to the Tlolos, which he originally wanted to say. But this brocha stayed. Ma'atoiv yo'yalecho yankoiv, a besmedrish, which learned Torah, the Ashurim, Kisidron, for all types, on every item, the Gemara, the Chumash, the Halacha, is Ma'atoivu. Mishkan Oitecho Yisrael, of course, is the Mishkan, the covers one gives for Shasa Tfilah, to daven sincerely, Cholei, V'lo'ovdei, V'chol Levavchem, V'chol Nafrechem, Avoy V'shebeleiv, that becomes the Mishkan. In Kenecholei Nitoi is the Chesed, the Tzedakah, which every Besmedish has and should have, and this Besmedish is known for the various Gemilas Chasodim, which is done, Ba'avo, ba'achvo, to help people, to doime, whether it's achnosus kala, gomilis chasodim, and any other reasons. This is kinecholi nitoi, the naha sholoi, which is symbolized in the Inyan of Nacha. These are the three amude ha'oile. If we speak about the atmosphere of the Beis HaMikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash, which encompasses toile, avoide, gomilis chasodim, let me tell you something about this brocha ma'atoivo elecho yankov. I once heard from the Baba Rebbe, the Chassadik Brocha, he said it here in London. He said, speaking of at the Chanukah Sabayis, he says as follows. The Gemara says, Kol tefillah she'ein boi mipoi she Yisrael ein of tefillah. The Gemara of the Sechta Tami. Every tefillah has to have mipoi she Yisrael. So the meaning, we say it in Kol Nidre, Adas Amokhem, Adas Akolom, Matirin, Lispalel, Im Chavuyim. And there's an obvious question. Does it have to be? Every shul, you have to have this avarium. A shul is a shul. You take, make sure the members, the Shabbos, Halacha, the Bechulu. What is the idea that every tefillah which hasn't got the place at all, and we learn it out from the Torah, the Torah from 11 on the morning, one of them is the Chelbon, or the Chelbon on its own hasn't got a good smell, but together with the others, it's good. What is this idea that every tefillah, every mokhem has to have? He said a beautiful thought, which helps us to understand what is supposed to be the atmosphere of the Tanakh. And he said the following. In the Haim, before electricity was invented, how did people heat the light? We used old-fashioned methods through wood. So what did people do to heat? To have a warm winter, they would collect in the summer wood, make sure the wood is dry, bone dry, and then in the winter they'd make a fire, and the fire would heat. If somebody didn't have wood which is dry, he would have wet pieces of wood. You know, when you start burning wet wood, what happens? It smell is terrible, smoke comes up, unbearable, dangerous as well. So of course one has to be careful that the wood should be dry, mamish, completely dry. He says, well, what happens when you have a fire, lots of dry wood, and you make a mess of fire, and you throw in the middle a wet piece of wood, a little piece of wood, you throw it in. What happens? It's so powerful, the fire, it's so strong, that the wet piece of wood doesn't give any smoke. It's included and it burns very well. The water vanishes, evaporates, and it burns well together with the pieces of wood. So he said as follows. He says, if you want to know what is an emes of a medrash, what is called tefillah, that the atmosphere is so powerful and so strong that if somebody enters who maybe does not belong and it otherwise would disturb, but the atmosphere is so good and so strong that this person is included and incorporated and it doesn't disturb the others. It's like the dry wood which includes the wet piece of wood, and the wet piece of wood doesn't disturb at all. So it's a simon, it's a sign, cold filler. She'ein boi mipoishi Yisrael. If the atmosphere is not strong enough, and poishi Yisrael would come in and would disturb, it's a simon that there's something lacking in the filler. You haven't got the strong enough elements to include and incorporate the filler. But if the filler is so strong, so powerful, the atmosphere is so good, that anyone who enters, he does not disturb, on the contrary, he becomes part, he's included, and he becomes influenced. That is called a spirit. Only material is fallen in Avionim, because the atmosphere of a Yom Kippur is so great, so strong, that everyone can be included. The Kiddush of the Beis HaMedrash, which is based on the principles of Ahavas Torah, learning, knowledge, Shmiras HaTorah v'Mitzvos Kedasi Kedin, the Halacha, Tefillah, sincerity of Tefillah, B'chol Lev v'B'chol Nefesh, with an Achdus of Gemilas Chasodim, of Ava v'Achva v'Reyes, between the Mitzvahim. That is a Beis HaMedrash, which has the power to include and incorporate everyone. Baruch Hashem, he was Zeicher, and this Beis HaMedrash, with the Yisoides, the previous Rav, Harav Agon, and David Cooper, Shem Yarek Yomah Vishkoitov, who laid the Yisoides, and now, the Rav, Harav Agon, and David Shvita, a close friend of mine, we work together, discuss together, many halachas, who takes the achrayus, responsibility, of leading this kehillah, The Baal Hashem should give him Haslocha, Siyata Deshmaya, should continue in his Avodas HaKodesh, to be able to be Mamshech, to bring in this Mochem Kodesh, the Manoira Mochem Azeh, in the Kiyim Beis HaLekim V'deh Shah Shomayim, to enhance Avach Teire, Dushas HaTfilah, Gemilas Chasodim, and the Iku should be Zeichel, and this Mochem, this Tfilah should be the Skabo, Berachamim, and Berotzai, should go through the Shah Shomayim, Grech Mochem, and everyone, all Akihela, all Mosheim, Neim, Bnesteim, should all be gebenched with Brocha, Vahatzlocha, Vachol Teistelo, with Yachid Deshmaya, and together we should be Zoicha, Tichle Shono, Bekir Elisero, Tochel Shono, Bechisero, we should be Zoicha, Tavtiva, Vachatim, and Toiva, and Shnat Geula, Yeshua, Omer.